بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. To read namaz is very easy. To make zikr, to read Quran, very easy. The ones enjoy doing it too. All those things is very easy to do. But four things where a person is tested and he'll come to know whether he'll pass those tests. Usually, very few people have passed this test. One is to forgive a person at the time of anger. To forgive a person at the time of anger. You heard it now. You are faced with so many situations of that kind, at home, everywhere. But when you face a situation and that time when you get very angry, to hold that anger and forgive that person becomes very difficult. Very difficult. Especially when someone is your enemy too, at home also, it's the same thing. If she made one mistake, which is against your nature, you flare up. You flare up the way you flare up, that even if she asks for forgiveness too, you're not prepared to forgive. Whereas it's so important at time of anger, to forgive is very, very difficult. You all of us, think for a moment. We are faced with different situations in schools, at work, different situations you are faced with at work with your workers, with your children. And the moment they do something which is against your nature, instead of holding back and forgiving that person, you flare up. And once you flare up and day after you ask for forgiveness, you're wasting your time. Because you cause harm. That's why when that person was eating, that great bozo was eating his food, and while he was eating, the servant dropped some food onto him, which was very hot. Now, if you and I were there, we look at that person 10 times. The moment that he got burnt, he looked. It is normal, look. But the moment he looked at her, she said, "Well, kaw bi min al ghayr. Hold on to your anger." Teaching us a lesson also when we face with these kind of situations. Whether the person comes and knock your car, that time you don't know what you'll do with him. Or someone says something to you very, very bad, straight away you begin to misbehave and say all kind of things. Let us take stock of ourselves, because these are the situations we are faced all the time. You read namaz, you just read namaz and you go outside. And while you read namaz, you made dua, everything, and you went outside, someone told you something. And immediately you flare up with him. What was the benefit of the namaz? Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. The effect of salah, it will protect you from all kinds of indecent acts and shameful acts. So what happened to you now when you went outside, someone told you something which is against your tabiat, against your nature? You begin to flare up. The anger comes into you. What were you supposed to do at that time? You're supposed to suppress yourself. With a small child will say you something, or someone big, someone tell you to drive the car too, and someone swears you, at that time you can have that thing controlled, that to hold your anger at the time of forgive a person. That this is called forgive. Forgive not mean only with the tongue. Forgive with the actions. I forgot about it. I forgot about it. You don't even look at that person. Who that person, how he looks, nothing at all. That is what you call to forgive a person. To forget. that when you walk past him, you do not know who that person is to. You don't know the person. So that is the most difficult thing to do, is to forgive a person at the time of anger. Very fled. You go to your work. You've got a very good worker. He made one mistake. And instead of looking at his situation, he worked for so long for me. If I have to say something, I can lose him for good. And it so happened that you lose a good worker for lifelong because of this mistake. Likewise, your wife. She is so good to you. One day she made one mistake. She made a mistake and she comes and asks you, I'm sorry. At that time you flare up, you say the wrong words. What happens? Zindagi barbaad ho gaye. These are the things we have to look into our lives. This is what you call akhlaq. To bring the khallaqu bi akhlaq illah, to bring the akhlaq of Allah in us. Rang Allah ka rang apne andar paida kar lo. The color of Allah must be in us, that how Allah has so much of tolerance in him, that we must also have the same tolerance as us. Sibghat Allah. Have the rang, the color of Allah in us. So first is that person. It's difficult for him in a time when he's getting angry to forgive. So we have to learn to forgive. We have to learn. Second is the time to give charity at the time of poverty. To give charity at the time of poverty. Allah Ta'ala gave you so much, the grace Allah gave you, you gave it, alhamdulillah. But the time of poverty, a person gives charity, that's called kamal. Kamal, that is. He's got nothing, but he still gives. He got nothing. A man got everything, Allah gave him everything on the best. He gave, alhamdulillah. But the person does not have anything. And yet he gives. That is called kamal. There was one person. Very poor person. He goes to the masjid. And he sees a buzruk there. He goes home. He reads the Maghrib namaz. He goes home. And he brings 3 slices of bread in. He gave the 3 slices of bread to him and he went home. Now that 3 slices of bread was for the house, husband, wife and 1 child. That the only 3 slices of bread for them at home, they said, today we're not going to eat food. We're not going to eat food. That the mehman came, we're going to give the 3 slices of bread. That buzrug ate the food. Whole night he sees dream of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya Allah, this man's food got something else in it. Let me stay one more day also. So he stayed in one more day also. So next time that day, so the buzuk is still there. Now the child said, I can't bear it now. That one day I did not eat food, I can't bear it. Please now. So he takes 2 slices of bread. And he gave him the buzuk, the 2 slices. However, he ate the food and that night he went to more. So much of noor, so much barakat, so much. Nabi comes to more in a dream now. Allahu Akbar. So he said, let me stay one more day also. The third day, it so happened that he goes and he brings 1 slice of bread. He says, now what happened? 2, 3, 2, 1. He says, we are 3 people in the house. My son said, one, the first I gave the day, the next day I cannot bear it. So I had to give his bread. The second day I brought, my wife said, now I can't bear it anymore. The third day is mine, I gave it to you now. Please, you can go away now. Khuda kare haat jodta. I had enough, in other words. But to show you to give charity at a time of poverty. At a time of poverty, you got nothing, but then you give. Then Allah Ta'ala gives something else. Doesn't mean that person who Allah Ta'ala gave him all that is, well, alhamdulillah, mashallah, he's got enough. But the person does not have anything and then he gives charity. That's why when Buzruk, he was very famous for the name of that, there's no one more big-hearted than him. was very famous. So one day he was passing an orchard in the jungle. He saw one worker working. He's working so hard, and day after, it so happened that he's about to sit down to eat. A dog passes by. Now you must know, this man is working all day. He's so tired, hungry too. He gave the dog one slice bread. The dog ate that one slice. This buzrug is watching. He's about to eat again. The dog came again near him. He gave his second slice to the dog too. Now he's about to eat his third slice. It so happened the dog came again. He gave the dog the third slice. Buzrug was very surprised. He asked him, "What is this now? You're working so hard, you're tired. You gave your lunch away, what will happen to you?" "See, only today I will not eat food. I don't know, this dog must be stray, lost. I don't know how many days not eat food too. Look, where they think of? I can stay away for food one day. But look how many days this dog numbers in him." He gave the food to that person. So to give charity a time of poverty. The time when you got nothing and then you give. That is something else. That is something else. The third thing is very important. To stay pure at the time when you're in solitude. To stay pure at the time of solitude. What did you understand? You're completely alone in the house. The wife is sleeping. Everyone is sleeping. At that time, to stay pure with solitude is very difficult. Either you take the cell phone. While we are talking here, someone will be playing with cell phone here too. While I'm talking to you all here, there will be someone playing with cell phone here too. I can assure you that too. Because some will say, "I'm going to the majlis," but they're having their own majlis. So the time when you are alone, solitude, completely to stay pure at that time, because a man is alone too. He said, "The wife is sleeping, let me look at the cell phone now, look at the filth, the rubbish, all the filth and all the nonsense. No one looking now. No one is looking, just me look at all the filth and all that. Oh, khuda na kare, let me use the phone to speak to the wrong person. Allah gave you a halal wife, you leave the halal wife and talk to a haram." To stay in, this is what you call to be staying pure at the time of solitude. There was one lady, you know, she was very old, but she was very famous, that mashallah, very big buzrug she is. So women should come and meet her. So she asked, she told, you know, they asked, they said, "Give us advice now." He said, "What advice can I give you? As far as possible, if possible, get married." What do you tell them? "Get married." You say, "I'm alone here all the time. But any time when the guard passes by and he says words, my heart goes toward that." "Janab, you don't know. You don't know how your tables can turn. To stay pure at the time of solitude, at the time when you're alone. All your tahajjud namaz goes away too. All your nafil namaz goes away too. Do not look down at anyone. Look at your own self." We begin to look down at others, belittle others. We don't even know the next moment what happens to you. Allah mari ifadat panai. We are gone in a very dangerous era at the moment. So at the time of solitude, to stay pure is very difficult. Whether you're an old man, with a young man. Sometimes the old man is more dangerous than the young man. Let me tell you something. The last one is, what is the last one? The last one is to say the truth at the time of fear. At the time of fear. Or you have hopes on someone. And to say the truth, it's very difficult. Now, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf was a very tyrant ruler. Everyone knows him to be a tyrant ruler. Very, very, very tyrant ruler. Dangerous man. For him to kill someone was nothing. He's very famous for that. He should kill people. Allah is punishing him just for that. But the time when once he was giving khutbah, and he was lengthening that in khutbah so long that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu stood up and said, "Oh, sit down. The time of namaz Jumma is finishing now." No one could speak to him like that. Hajjaj. What do you think Hajjaj said? Take him in. We must know when Hajjaj would take him in, what's the next step now? To behead him. Now the people saw they took a very great person. What must do now? So they went and told Hajjaj, "This man is not right in his head. He's not right in his head." Hajjaj said, "If you say he's not right, but he must say he's not right in his head." So they went and told him that, "Look, you know what? Your life is at stake now. So we told Hajjaj that you're not bad, you're not right. You must also say yes." "Say, why must I say that? Allah gave me good health. I'm in good health and everything. Why must I say that? For the fear of man?" He said, I will not say that. Now when Hajjaj Masood heard that, and straight away he said, "I'm forgiving because he's saying the truth." But just to tell you that Hajjaj was so tyrant ruler, what did he not do? But yet, at the time of fear too, he told him, "Sit down." Tell him, "Sit down." Which one person will do that today? Just like that one Buzru, he was a person who does not tell a lie. He always tell the truth, never told a lie. And his two sons were wanted by Hajjaj and Yusuf. So it so happened they told him that someone told him the only person who would tell you the truth where his sons are is the father. So they came and went to go to the father and told him that, "I want to ask you, where's your son?" He said, "He's in the house, yeah." The house. Yet he knows what's going to happen to his sons. But this is what you call Kamal. This is what's called Kamal. At the time of fear and hopes, you still say the truth. You don't hide. You don't fear that. So at that time, then even Hajjaj, he freed them. The effect of telling the truth. But I'm trying to show you that these four things are so difficult. We do not know how difficult it is to stay, control one's anger, to forgive a person at the time of anger. To forgive a person at the time. Let it be that, my dear friend, this quality must come into us. Many a time a person may make me ibadat or so great ibadat of nafil ibadat by the hundreds he's making. But he does not realize that if these four things he has in him, and due to circumstances he cannot make nafil namaz, he cannot do so much of nafil ibadat, he will surpass that person who is making so much nafil ibadat but does not have this quality in him. This quality is so great. This is what we call akhlaq to the highest. That you forgive a person at time of anger. One is a person, because you're a person, you're a very strong man, he comes in front of you, don't even look at him because you're frightened, he'll tell you something. That's not anger. A time of anger to forgive. So if these four qualities that we have in us, then you see inshallah ta'ala what our akhlaq will be. That's what's called takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. So majlis is a short one today. Short one, but a big lesson in it. A big lesson is that the qualities must come into us. Allah Ta'ala amal kani tawfiq nasif wa akhda alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa la aqibatu li muttaqeen wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidu masyid sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukri wa husayin. Allahumma ahsina aqibatana fil umuri kulli awajinna min khizri dunya wa adabil akhira. Rabbana zulamna anfusana وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. صلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب العالمين.